Tampa Democratic Senator Arthenia Joyner says her bill allows a judge not to impose a 3-year minimum mandatory penalty for first offense of trafficking small amounts of illegal drugs, including cocaine or LSD. She says judges currently only have that discretion with juvenile offenders.
But if a person who for the first time is caught with 20 grams of cocaine, working, family, employed, upstanding, first offense, the judge has no discretion unless the prosecutor says, give me some substantial assistance, or decides to charge them with something less that doesn't fall under the mandatory minimum. That is the person that I was trying to get at.
The bill has the support of the Florida Public Defenders Association, but not the Florida Sheriff's Association or the state attorneys. The Florida Prosecuting Attorneys Association's Buddy Jacobs says, unlike a similar bill aiming to revise the penalties for trafficking prescription drugs like hydrocodone and oxycodone, Joyner's bill was never fully studied.
We've been working 2 years. There was no PAGA study that said that something needed to be done with this. All of law enforcement and the criminal defense bar is in support of Senate Bill 360 by Senator Bradley and Representative Edwards' bill in the House. But a lot of study went into it. And these minimum mandatories that we're changing or attempted to be changed here today have a good reason to be there. And so I would hope that we would, in the same way, seek a reason to make that change.
Republican lawmakers also raised concerns about what some called multiple flaws with the measure, including an area that particularly concerned Duval County Sheriff John Rutherford.
Sadly, I can tell you we rarely catch the bad guys trafficking the first time they do it. We're lucky if we catch them 1 out of 10. But worse than that is you have to have a conviction. And you have to have a conviction, according to this bill, for each of the 12 specified drugs in the minimum mandatory schedule, which means you could actually have 12 individual first-time convictions, which would preclude application of the minimum mandatory.
Joyner says that was not her intent and acknowledged she'd hope to get that fixed at the bill's next stop. But at the urging of Republicans on the Senate Criminal Justice Committee, she temporarily postponed the measure as she tries to iron out all the concerns. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.